Samuel Mason sat parked in his white DeSoto across the street from Centerville Christian Church. The old place was like him. It had seen better days. Half a dozen shingles were still missing from the steeple, blown off in the windstorm of 84. The paint was chipped. If a decision wasn't made soon, Samuel was afraid he would live long enough to see a for sale sign posted on the church property. Reaching over, he picked up the worn black leather Bible lying on the passenger seat.
"I'm trying to keep the faith, Lord. I'm trying to trust."
"Samuel?"
Hollis Sawyer limped along the sidewalk of First Street. They met at the front steps. Hollis gripped the rusted iron railing with his left hand, planted his cane, and hitched his hip, lifting his prosthetic leg to the second step.
"Otis called. He said he'd be late."
Samuel unlocked the front door of the church and looked in at the once mauve, now sun-bleached gray carpet in the narthex. Hollis winced as he limped across the threshold and hobbled down the aisle.
"It's as cold in here as a Minnesota winter."
"I can turn on the heat."
"Don't bother. By the time the place warms up, our meeting will be over."
Hollis stepped into the second pew and eased himself down.
"So who's preaching this Sunday?"
Samuel took the pew across from him and set his Bible beside him.
"Sunday is the least of our problems, Hollis."
Resting his wrists on the back of the front pew, he clasped his hands and looked up. At least the brass cross and two candlesticks on the altar were polished. The carpet needed to be cleaned, the pulpit painted. Unfortunately, the workers were fewer each year, and the financial gifts dwindled despite the generous spirits of the parishioners, all of whom were living on fixed incomes, some only on Social Security.
"Lord."
Samuel's mind went blank as he fought tears. Swallowing the lump in his throat, he looked at the empty choir loft. He remembered a time when it had been full of singers, all robed in red and gold. Now there was only his wife, Abby, who sang every few Sundays. As much as he loved the old gal, Samuel had to admit Abby's voice just wasn't what it used to be. One by one, the programs of the church had dried up. Children grew up and moved away. The middle-aged became elderly, and the elderly died. For 40 years, he and Abby had been part of this church. Their children had gone through Sunday school here. Pastor Hank had performed their daughter Nancy's wedding ceremony and then conducted the memorial service when the body of their son, Donnie, had been brought home from Vietnam.